recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, I'm not staring to get it on.
Still thinking about your love of Clay Aiken.
Love that Clay Aiken, Dr. Drew. Drew and I were talking off the air about Clay Aiken. So when I did Celebrity Apprentice, and you guys know the story, it got down to Arsenio and Clay Aiken. If you want some Trump conspiracy theory, I'll lay it on you.
All right.
At least this is the way I heard it. I was picked, first pick, I'm proud to say, by Arsenio Hall on his team to do the finale. Mm. Clay assembled his team, and then we went out to do some sort of challenge where you raise money for charity and whatever it is. The numbers were something like Clay Aiken raised $741,000 and Arsenio raised $728,000 or something like that. So it's like we had this last challenge. Mm-hmm. Last challenge was raising money for a fundraiser. And Clay, because Clay kicks ass, outdid Arsenio to the tune of 2-1. Mm-hmm. So I was in Arsenio's camp, and but I was still conceded that, well, there was a challenge. The challenge was the final challenge, and that was raising money for such and such charity. And because this guy raised twice as much as we just raised, we can go out there and see who won. But that's kind of a formality because the guy outraised him 2-1. And then Arsenio won. Trump announced he won. And then later on, it was vexing. I kept kind of saying, why did Arsenio win? I mean, I'm on his team, so I'm happy he won, but why did Arsenio win? And then later on, somebody said, Arsenio is going to come back to late night and Trump's producing or something.
Oh,
and I went,
there you go.
Well, there you go. That's something. And then I had personally one of the more uncomfortable exchanges in my professional life. I'll tell you about that in a second. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock.com. Promo code Adam. TrueCar.com. TheraWorksRelief.com. And you can download Pluto TV, all of your favorite devices.
I want to hear one of the most uncomfortable experiences of your life. This should be good.
When I got to William Morris, I was initially recruited by an agent named Mark Itkin.
Yeah, both of us went there then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was initially individually recruited by him, and then later on he was a packaging. He did like reality TV packaging or whatever. But Itkin was my agent.
You may not remember. He was there when we did that Loveline pilot.
Yeah, because that was his business. Yeah. But I was signed by him before that.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying to you. Thank you, Drew.
I
for your third attempt
that.
To shit on my point. Itkin, Mark Itkin, is a very famous William Morris agent. Although not, as I understand it, wasn't a personal agent. He's sort
packaging.
Of a pioneer in packaging.
Yeah.
But he was a big workout buff, and he was working out in the mornings, and he would listen to Kevin and Bean. And when I would come on to Kevin and Bean as Mr. Burcham, he had heard me and said, like, who is this guy? And literally signed me to William Morris based on showing up on Kevin and Bean in the morning, and then later on packaged Loveline and you and everything else. Okay. Now, we had other agents. Adam Scher was one of them, and I was trying to think of the third one. It just
Faraday.
John Faraday. Sorry. So John Faraday. Now, these were guys, just old school William Morris. They weren't old guys, but what I'm saying is, it's a long time ago. It's William Morris back when they agents, and that's the system. And at some point, I was just heading over to James Baby Doll Dixon, and I just told my manager, like, send him an email, just tell him I'm going with Dixon. And we never went out to dinner. We never talked about it. We never, you know, I didn't go shake their hand or anything. I just left. And that was fine. And then years later, I was standing in Arsenio's, like, makeshift dressing room before the finale of Celebrity Apprentice. And like Arsenio said, "Hey, Adam, come in here. Have a little white wine before we go out there," whatever it is. And I walked in there. And then he said, "Hey, this is my agent, John Farriter." And I was like, "Oh." And it was like kind of, it was like I never really said bye or officially left or anything. So I was like, "Oh, I haven't seen you in 10 years. And then I was kind of thinking to myself, well, this is a little uncomfortable because of the way we parted ways. So it was all right. Just one of those things. It was like, I don't know, someone you knew from the past and you had a weird time at a party or something, and you never saw him again, and at some point they were standing there. So then we're standing there. So now it's just the three of us standing there. And I remember thinking, that's a little uncomfortable. It's not too bad. And then at a certain point, like the stagehand come running out. And he had like a clipboard, and he's like, "Arsenio, we need you on stage now." And like Arsenio just took off.
Just two of you.
We're just the two of us standing there.
Oh, my.
So I'm standing there, and I'm like, what can we talk about that's not uncomfortable?
He likes music.
I should have brought up music. I don't have any personal beef with him or anything. It's just I kind of quit the agency and didn't really tell anybody, and it was kind of weird.
Well, by then, he was not at William Morris, by the way. He was on his own.
I don't know if he was by then or not anyway. Yeah. It was just us standing there, and I said, I was kind of sitting there going, what could we talk about? You know, sports, something, weather, something lightweight, something that wouldn't be uncomfortable. And then I remember thinking, oh, let's see, it was him and Mark Itkin. Like, those guys were friends. So I said, oh, say.
Uh-oh. I said, do you know what you walked into there?
Quiet. Drew, with all your impulses to shit on everything.
All right, go ahead.
Pre-shitting. I said, hey, how's Mark Itkin doing? Like, I was trying to pull a name out that we both knew.
Yeah. Just making small talk.
And he said, well, I haven't seen Mark since he fired me when I was on my deathbed. I said, well, there you go. This has now gotten exquisitely uncomfortable. I'm going to go back in the other tent with Polly from West Coast Chopper, from Orange County Choppers. Okay. Talk to him about TIG welding. You know, something a little
lighter.
A little lighter. So evidently John had gotten sick and had like left the company or something. I had to take whatever, something very serious. And then he got fired and it was like a whole lawsuit. And it was a whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Very complicated.
Very complicated.
And it was at the time of the merger of Endeavor and WME, or WM then.
William Morris, yeah. Right. Oh, WME start.
William Morris Endeavor.
It was just I don't sweat the details because I've heard WME 1,000 times and I never realized that it was for William Morris Endeavor when they think I would have done that math.
Yeah, you think.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. You don't pay attention to every detail about everything.
I think I know TMT, the Tinker Mary Tyler Moore thing. Something like that.
Mary. Let me talk about Pluto TV. If you're going to talk about TV, let's do modern television. That's the leading free streaming television service. While I'm speaking, I urge you, I command you go to your app store and you just download Pluto TV. And by the time, before I'm done, you'll be watching TV. They do not ask for a credit card. They don't ask for any information. You just download the app and pow, you've got a menu in front of you of hundreds of TV channels, thousands of movies on demand, completely free. No credit card, no sign up. And you're watching Pluto TV, easy, legal, and you can watch your favorite shows and hit movies for free. Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Why do you wait? Don't wait. Do it now. I command you to do it now. You'll be happy if you do it now. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Smart TV, PlayStation, anywhere you stream. Download that Pluto TV so you can watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies all for free. And now Chassis on Channel 501. The Chassis channel is available. It's Adam Carolla's channel. Check it out. I'm trying to get one organized myself.
Dakota, 26, from Norway.
Norway.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I'm not from Norway. I just live here, work here.
But okay.
From Colorado, actually. But, yeah, I was calling about the relationship problem I'm having. I'm in a relationship with a married woman. Pretty serious relationship after I came here. And she wants me to move here, like permanently, leave her husband and stay with me. But the thing is, she spends every Monday through Friday with me and then goes back to her husband Saturday through Sunday.
What is this, at work or something?
We met at a hotel that I was staying at while working. So,
What's her husband know?
He seems, I really don't know because I'm not there, but it seems suspicious. She's seen, or he's seen, like jewelry I bought her, and he seems pretty suspicious, but that's only anecdotal from what she tells me.
This whole thing sounds weird. Wait, she lives with you 5 days a week?
Yeah, she travels for work a lot, so she can work from home. And she tells him that she's traveling for work and then comes and stays with me. She lives about 2 or 3 hours away from where I'm working.
Does she have kids?
No.
Something does not sound right.
Well, there's a couple things here, Dakota. Good that she doesn't have any kids.
Oh my God.
It seems like their relationship is over. It should be over.
Does she describe it that way?
Yeah, on her part, but not on his part.
But do understand that you are potentially entering a relationship with a certain breed of cat, and this doesn't exist in a bubble or as sort of it's like a gun that only aims at one target, her husband. He'll leave, and then the gun will spin around and face at you or somebody else.
You get
that's my biggest worry, and I like sometimes get a little bit jealous and consider telling him. And that's kind of another question I had for you, whether I should or not.
Well, what is her intention? Does she have a – where would she like to be a year from now?
With me.
Okay. And then she doesn't have any kids and she'd like to be with you, why is she not initiating, like, divorce procedures?
Right.
Because she got married about 11 months ago. Her parents, she comes from a really wealthy family. They spent about $100,000 on her wedding. And she seems, in my opinion, a little embarrassed to get divorced so early after her father spent a ton of money on her wedding.
Have you seen pictures of this wedding?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's totally. So I actually have met her father.
And what does the dad think this is? You're just a coworker or something?
Yeah, as a colleague. Yeah.
This is very bizarre.
It's pretty bizarre. It's got a little European flavor to it.
Yeah.
I would say that as, I don't know, painful and sort of rip the Band-Aid off as it may be, she's going to have to take that step.
You can't do anything till she ends that relationship. You can't be the cause of the end. She has to decide to end it. And we tell anybody else who's involved with a married person who keeps telling them they're going to get a divorce, until they get a divorce, don't believe a goddamn thing.
Well, Drew, what do you think about setting a time limit?
Yeah.
What about saying,
I'm going to go back to the States. He has a perfect out.
What about saying the year's ending in 2 months? What are we doing here? You know what I mean? Yeah. We're going to go into 2019 with this? You just give a date? You know what I mean? Dakota?
Yeah. I've actually already talked to her about that. That date's coming up like about 2 weeks from now.
And what
I've already
she
had that conversation.
And what does she say about that?
She says she's going to do it, but...
What do you do for a living?
I'm a project... Actually, I got to credit you guys. I called you guys like 2 years ago when I was in a really bad rut, and I was actually just hanging drywall. And now I'm like a project manager for a big construction company and went back to school and got... Yeah, it was actually all on you guys. Well, not entirely on you guys, but you guys really helped me out a bunch there.
Cool.
You're so welcome. All right, Dakota, now take our advice on this less mechanical and more emotional issue. I'd set a hard date, a drop-dead date, and that's it.
And I'm concerned there's a missing piece here of something. Something about who that husband is or why she's locked in that relationship or why she hasn't left already. There's something missing. And you deserve that, and you certainly should get that before you make any major commitments.
Agreed. It's a funny... let's see. I'll talk to Mike in a second. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. Oh, you've probably heard by now that hackers exploited security vulnerability at Facebook, potentially exposing personal information from nearly 50 million accounts. With your personal info, criminals can open accounts, file tax returns, and buy property. There's so many threats in today's connected world, and it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity. You need to protect your identity. It's 2018. Let's go with the industry standard. Let's go with LifeLock. Protects against threats to your identity. And the devices as well that you can't easily see or fix on your own. It's LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code ADAM for an extra 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with your annual enrollment. That is promo code ADAM. Terms apply.
Hey, Mike, 48, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Drew.
What's going on, man?
Not much. I heard you talk about the language of losers a lot, and I love it. It's hilarious, and, you know, it just hits home.
Thanks. I've been drilling down on, Drew.
The whole language thing is a book. The control of language, the language of losers, that's don't you think?
Something. There's something going on, and it's not serving the people. Well, it is serving some people, but the language of losers does not serve anybody. I think
maybe we do this one together. I'll do a little research on where in history this has happened, and you know what I mean, and other examples of this.
Well,
you can come up with the observations, and I'll come up with the historical antecedents.
I don't know what the word is, but all right.
Previous history.
Thank you. Mike, go ahead. And then here's my theory. You ready, Drew?
Yeah.
If you talk to an 8-year-old and you say, what happened in here? And you point to a puddle of chocolate milk on the floor, they go, that's chocolate milk. And you go, yeah, I'm not asking what it is. I'm saying what happened in here. And then they'll go, somebody spilt the chocolate milk. And then you'll go, you're the only one home. Or it's me and you, and I didn't spill it. So did you do it? Somebody did it. And you'll start thinking, this is an 8-year-old. Now, later on, when you hear answers that are sort of like that from 28-year-olds, you realize it's nothing that they rediscovered. They just didn't have it beaten out of them.
They didn't develop beyond it.
You're supposed to develop beyond that. And the military and gym coaches and football practice and things like that sort of develops you out of that. Mm-hmm. Now, we now live in a new world where people aren't developing past that adolescence. And so it becomes a little more intricate, but it carries into adult life.
I agree.
Okay. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
So something happened at work?
Yeah. So I work for a pretty good sized chemical company. You would recognize their brands. So there's like the people that work there literally are seasoned professionals, have decades of experience.
Are you working at this company in Greensboro, or you just happen to be in Greensboro now?
I in the area, yeah, in the metro, sort of metro area, okay. Different city, but okay. Yeah.
Because yeah, I heard you say a boat, like you're from the Northern Plains.
I'm Canadian.
Okay. All right, well, there you go.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm a controller, and we're going through our year end, and one of the plants, production plants, they were supposed to be doing inventory counts, and they missed their deadline, and that's a big deal. Like you need to have everything reconciled by year end or it's a big deal. So they told them, you know, they had to shut down, like, you know, and that's going to cost a lot of money, but they had to shut down and finish. And so we called them this morning and, you know, we were talking to the guy and all of a sudden you get this sense that they hadn't shut down and his boss goes to him, "Hey, you're shut down, right?" And he goes, "I didn't know you meant complete shutdown."
Mm. Right. Yeah.
the extra, we didn't add the extra word, so it was our fault.
Well, it is an interesting thing, the language thing, and not only the changing of the language sort of on the left, but the language of losers, and then the weird sort of, many times when I think there's a connection to Mike to people distraction levels, tuning out and not really knowing exactly what you're talking about because they're tuned out. But Drew, favored one that just happened a couple of days ago. I'll make it fast because I already said it on ACS. The other part I find fascinating is when people come back to the same answer that didn't work the first time we were going down this road.
Yeah.
Which is, I had a recent one with Lynette, had a recent one with Nate who works at the other shop, which is to say, good people and smart people, but they still will do it. Lynette came home from In-N-Out and got me a hamburger, and she just got whatever Sonny got, you know, no spread, no cheese, and extra this or whatever. That's what she got me. Mm. And the next day, I said, "Well, just for your information, next time you're making a run, I like a double-double. Everything on it." And she said, "I figured you already ate dinner." And I said, "Okay, but anyway,
if you're getting for me,
if you're getting it for me, make it a double double with everything on it." And she said, "Yeah, I figured you ate dinner." That's it wouldn't matter. And I said, "Okay, now we can do three here." I don't want to get into an argument, but just for your info, I like where your head's at. You're getting the burger.
Yeah.
But it's no use in repeating what you just said because it doesn't really track. Because
you understand there was a message in there, right? That you weren't hearing and that she needed you to hear.
You say that. You say that, Drew.
Well, maybe when I tell you what the message is, you'll get it. Because the message was, yeah, I know you like that, but I thought even more about you in that moment. And I thought you probably weren't hungry, but I'm going to get you something anyway. I wouldn't get you the full meal that I know you normally eat for dinner. I've thought more carefully about you, and I'm going to bring you this partial meal.
You've never been wronger in your life. That was not what she was saying.
All right, tell me after I tell you about TheraWorks.
I'll tell you.
Legs and foot cramps, that's painful. And they can drive you right out of bed, certainly drive you out of a sound sleep. Sleep is important, everybody. We think we know that now for health. And if you're disrupted by muscle cramps all night long, you it can really affect your health. Also, it can prevent you from exercising. Believe it or not, there are people out there that cannot exercise because of cramps. No longer. You don't have to take medication any longer, which is what we used to have to do with these folks. Now you have TheraWorks Relief, a non-greasy foam proven to relieve muscle cramps fast. It reduces muscle soreness as well. And with daily use, TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps before they start. So if you're one of these people that's getting these nocturnal cramps, get on it before bed. Takes only minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, there's no residual greasiness or anything. Been talking about it for a while. Holidays around the corner. My patients love it. If you know someone who suffers from muscle cramps or soreness, there is no better gift. I have people that swear by this now. You can get TheraWorks Relief today at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, or talk to your pharmacist. They're as enthused as I am because no longer do you have to take a medication, or learn more at TheraWorksRelief.com, TheraWorks, TheraWorks Relief.
The other one you'll enjoy.
Wait, you were supposed to tell me how I've never been wronger.
Oh, no, you've never been wrong. She was just in a hurry, whatever, told Sonny, just get to whatever you're getting, which is, it's good. What I'm saying is here's how I like it.
Right.
And then you just go, fine.
Thank
and then
you.
We get on. You don't have to even say thank you. Just go, noted. And we'll just get on with the next thing. You don't need to provide an answer because the answer is nonsensical.
Yep.
Basically, the answer is, I didn't think you were going to eat, which then leads you to the, why did you get the burger, which leads you into, in case you were going to eat, which leads you back to, well, if I was going to eat,
this is what I wanted.
Here's what I wanted, which leads us back to where we are now.
Yeah.
Which, it's weird that more and more people look at that as an attack or something. I honestly just want to convey this information about, here's what I like. And it costs the same, or I'm paying for it, or whatever. Anyway, if it's all the same, just go ahead and do this.
It goes under never look at a gift horse in the mouth. People get deflated by it. They feel, you know what I mean? It's just the way it is.
It doesn't need to be that
I know,
way.
I agree with you. I totally agree with
Matt,
you.
Matt, what kind of tacos do you like? What kind of tacos?
Steak.
Steak. All right. If I get you chicken tacos and I go, hey, it's your birthday, I got you some chicken tacos, you can go, thank you. And then you can go, next year for my birthday, I do like steak, although I will enjoy these tacos as well.
And then I'm
allowed to go, okay, noted.
Listen,
and I will not feel any sense of deflation
or attack or anything. You will not. You are as good at your word at that kind of stuff. Most people are not. They're just not.
Well, most people should get a little better at things like that because speaking of burgers, these are nothing burgers.
Woo!
These are just literally going, I happen to like this. There's no part of this that resembles an attack or an assault on your character, anything of that nature. It is simply, this is what I enjoy.
If I got you a gift, and let's say it was
But by the way, I get the part where someone hands you a gift and you go, you know I don't like Argyle.
Right.
Take this sweater back. Like, that's shitty. I'm saying,
right.
If you're going to go on a run and you're getting me pizza and you get me a Hawaiian style and it's okay, but I don't really like it, the next morning I'll say to you, I happen to like pepperoni.
You and I would prefer,
and then
we like that information.
And then we'll move on.
I agree.
And next time, you'll give me the pepperoni.
Yeah.
And it'll be a nothing burger.
Yes. Well, that's when you and I are living together.
I said
having the perfect relationship.
Should be sick. So I said to, I had this funny thing. I had my racing suit, and I was in Rennsport, a big German car fest, 80,000 people, Laguna Seca, crazy event. And all Porsche and only Porsche, by the way. The fire suit, the race suit, you sweat through it. I sweat through it. You wouldn't sweat through it. I don't think you sweat enough. But I will push through this thing and sweat through this thing. And if you leave it overnight in your trailer, in the bag or balled up or something, you'll just show up the next morning to a wet suit. So what I do is I take a hanger and I'll hang it outside. It'll be like Laguna Seca, Monterey Coast. It'll be some wind and some sun or whatever, and it'll just kind of air dry nicely. Mm-hmm. And my coat hanger was busted. At the top plastic hook was busted off, so I took the remainder of it. I zip-tied it up to the canopy tent thing that was the upper bar, and I hung the race suit on it. And I had some thoughts. And so Nate, at the end of the day, was thoughtful, and he put it away. I had left. Those guys would pack up, sort of. You pack up your little trailer for the night.
Yeah.
It's not that people steal things, but you're not going to leave hatches open with equipment and cameras and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he was thoughtful and put it away. But I had weird thoughts. Like, I thought, I hope he left that hanger up there, the one dangling in the wind, because I'm going to need to hang it the next day, and I don't have a hook. I zip-tied it, just dangling on the zip tie. And next day I got there in the morning, put the race suit on, was comically like starting to get in the car or whatever, and I felt this weird like pinch thing on my back, and I did this move where like I reached to the back of my fire suit and I pulled out like Excalibur sword. I pulled out the coat hanger that I'd zip tied to the canopy, and I was like, what happened? Oh, and then Nate said, I cut the zip tie and put it back there. And I said, why didn't you just take it off the coat hanger and put it in the back, and then we'd have the coat hanger to use today or whenever. It's not worth anything. No one's going to steal it. And he said, I don't want to leave your suit out all night. And he said, then I did this, which is half my adult life. I said, no, I didn't say don't put the suit away. I said, why not just take it off the hanger that's zip-tied up there and just leave the hanger and then put the suit in the trailer? And he said, because I didn't want to leave your suit out overnight.
Oh, boy. Did you said, scream Excalibur?
I said, Nate, why are you going to make me do this? And then he said, why are you getting upset before you get in the car? And I said, because I have to. Because I don't have any choice. I'm going to do this for a third time now because I'm confused. I literally said, why do you do this? Why do you answer this way? And he said, I can't help it. And I said, at least we have clarity. You're making me sound like an insane person. I'm not asking why my $1,000 suit wasn't left overnight in a parking lot at the infield of Laguna Seca.
In his mind, the hanger and the suit were one. You see? There's no other way to think of it.
He's a smart guy. I don't know how it works, but let me tell you something, Drew. It works.
Yeah.
And when I say it works, I don't mean in a good way. I just mean
how our brain works.
Yeah. Our brain?
Well, yeah, some brains. Yeah.
Some brains work. And it doesn't seem to be attached to work or intelligence or goodness or honesty or anything. It's just a thing.
It's where persuasion and those sorts of things come from. Once we get psychological things in our head, they stick. Even if we rashly know they're not right or don't want to get rid of them, they tend to stick.
I would just say to everyone, try to maintain a sort of neutral position.
Yeah.
And when somebody says something, do not feel the immediate impulse to fire back. Remain neutral.
Yeah.
And then absorb a little bit. And give some consideration, like, well, here's the reason. If there is a reason.
Yeah.
But it's got to make sense. Otherwise, you're just going to go right back to where you were, right?
Agreed.
Thank you, Drew.
Yep.
True car. Ooh, I was just talking about Rensvoort. Now I'm talking about cars, man. Here's some tips for you. Take that fire suit, long johns, put them outside. Bring a couple of coat hangers, man. Take that key fob, put it under your chin, increases the range. Here's another tip you might not know. True Car also helps people get used cars with a certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. Enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. You see what other people pay. Apples to apples, you get a good deal before you go in and buy. You lock that price in. You get your certificate. You enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with True Car certified dealers. When you're ready to buy, new or used, you check out True Car. Enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states, but as I'm fond of saying, I bet you don't live in one of those states. All right, go to AdamCarolla.com for live podcasts coming up all over the place. We got basic cable commentary coming up in Stand Up Live in Arizona. That's October 27th. The live pod we're doing at Anaheim with Rob Riggle at the Grove. That's November 30th. Speaking of Riggle, check out his super funny sports podcast, Riggle's Picks. And you can check that out every Thursday on Podcast One, wherever you get your favorite podcast. And AdamCarolla.com for swag. And say hi to Lynette over at Corolla Drinks. And what do you got, Drew?
Go to drdrew.com, get the family pods there, check out all the stuff, sign up for the contact list, and check me out at the Instagram. We're doing Instagram Lives all the time.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. We'll be right back.
This is Corolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free and do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassis, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV.